Hey, it's Jordan Ganey. I play basketball at Tennessee, and you're listening to the No Playbook Podcast.
All right. Hey, thanks for checking out the show. It's the podcast where we talk with the outstanding athletes, coaches, and experts that help to make sports and fitness such an important part of life here in the Southeast. I'm so glad it's finally basketball season. Tennessee Vols have got a great roster this year, some extremely high expectations. Sure has been a tough couple of first weeks they've had to play with Purdue, then Kansas, and at North Carolina all in a row. But joining me on the show today is a new guy on the Vols, Jordan Ganey. He transferred to Tennessee from South Carolina Upstate, where he was their leading scorer last season. Jordan's dad is actually Coach Justin Ganey for the Vols, so of course we talk about what that's like playing for his dad. We talk about the recent trips for the Vols to Italy and Honolulu, and we even get into some fun superlatives for current players on the team with him. Actually, I did this with Josiah Jordan James when he was on the podcast just a few weeks ago. So if you love the Vols, go back, check out that episode as well. Now, I tell you, we actually recorded this episode the day after Tennessee's game in Chapel Hill against UNC. So that's actually the first thing we talk about. I'll get to Jordan Ganey right after this. Sit tight.
RecruitMe puts the recruiting process in your hands. Most student athletes wait for college coaches to discover them, but coaches are busy and don't always have the time to find them. RecruitMe allows you to build an online profile to share directly with college coaches and is designed to help you enter all of the information coaches want to see: your stats, your highlight videos, your academic information, your social links, and more. Plus, our team is here to make sure that your profile stands out with personalized suggestions. With over 25,000 coaches in our database, our premium plan gives you access to D1, D2, D3, and NAIA coaches across the country. And more importantly, gives them access to you. Enter your schedule of games and tournaments to let coaches know when and where you're playing so they can come out and watch you shine. Then communicate with interested coaches via our chat feature. When it comes to recruiting, don't make coaches research you. Do the work for them. Get started today at the RecruitMe app, on the web, and in the app stores.
At D1 Training, what we do is in our name. Our D1 athletes become D1 athletes. Whether it's Los Angeles Angels pitcher Ben Joyce, high school soccer national MVP Brindley Murphy, or first-round NFL draft pick Cole Strange, we help all athletes reach their full potential. Five-star training system comes straight from D1 strength and conditioning programs, and D1 has trained over 2,000 professional athletes. Many of them started as young as 7 years old. Check out D1Training.com to learn more about their facilities in Hardin Valley and Sevierville, and coming very soon to Maryville and the Tri-Cities.
I guess you guys had a big night last night, too. What was that whole experience like?
It was a good experience, a great learning experience, for sure. But it was fun, definitely fun atmosphere. They were great. It's not many people get to play in the gym that Michael Jordan got to play in. So you really get to think about it as well.
So actually, so a funny thing is I had a thought about your dad at the game, because being a former NC State player,
right?
The hatred that goes along with that. So Jordan, I actually grew up in that area. My dad went to NC State. So we went to tons of Wolfpack games when I was a kid. Like, I remember your dad, on the team, like going to games there. What was it called? Reynolds Coliseum, I believe it was at the time.
Yeah, Reynolds, yeah.
I was like, I wonder if he's just like feeling extra hatred. But a game last night, I mean, when you score 82 points on the road, you expect to win the game.
Right.
They just they were on fire, and you could hear through the TV they were super loud, the fans.
Definitely.
What has that been like, having a dad on the staff with you?
It's been good. You know, this is my first time ever, like first time him coaching me. So it was pretty cool. At first it was different, but then it's like, you just take the father son aspect out of it. And it's like more business whenever we're on the court, and then like at home, we still watch film together and just chill. Like, you're the homie's dad. He's not really coach.
Like over the holidays, if you're just, you know, sitting back watching a game, Can you guys still just watch a game like just for fun, or does it turn into like a breakout session of when you're watching film?
Yeah, now we still watch games for fun. Like, we'll always watch. Like, we got an NBA TV, so we'll watch like four different games at once and just watch them all and just chill and just see what we both think and just have a good time, you know?
That's pretty cool. Has he been able to pass along anything to you, just having success in the ACC as a player himself, now with you on a bigger stage?
But yeah, he's always just giving me advice and breaking down film for me and just seeing what he sees or telling me what he sees on the court and just to really just make things easier for me and just so I can be able to bring what he's telling me on like through film and what he sees and me putting it into aspects on in the game.
Yeah. So now I had Josiah on the podcast a few weeks ago, and one of the questions I asked him was, because it was like right before you played that Michigan State exhibition, and I said, so at this point we don't know a lot of these newcomers. So tell me, by the time we even get to Christmas, who are people that we don't know of right now, but we're really going to know of? And like the first two things, he was like, I think Jordan Gainey was the first name he said, and then he of course said Dalton and Freddie.
Right.
So, is there anybody he left off?
We don't know about all of them, really. You saw JP Estrella, you saw K Phillips, everybody. Cam
Yeah.
Carr. Cam Carr is about to, he's getting going. But everyone, like all of our younger guys are really just putting in work every day. And you can just see them grow day by day. And it's just amazing to see. And they're just all putting in the work and they're all buying in, which is great.
Well, speaking of all that work you're putting in, I think you had the most minutes on the whole team for the Italy trip. I'd like to hear about just what that was like, basketball wise, and just like as a tourist, even.
It was fun. Just being able to play over like in another country and see how the competition is over there was just amazing. It was all around a great trip, just being able to tour Italy, going to see the Colosseum, and just really just being around the guys. That was probably the my best part is about the trip, just being around everyone and being able to like build a bond with each other and just, you know, walk the city, just be normal, be like normal tourists and just have fun.
You get any good food while you're there?
For sure, there's definitely some great food spots. I don't know the name of them, but there are some good food spots, definitely.
Yeah. Did you learn any Italian while you're there?
A little bit, like two words though. I got grazie. That's
Okay.
all. That's the only one. And ciao. And ciao.
Okay.
Bella. Yeah, I got that one too.
Well, another trip, of course, the Maui Invitational. That was a pretty cool experience, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was great. It was a high level tournament again. It was very fun to compete in. Honolulu was a beautiful place. Definitely could retire out there and just vibe out. But it was a nice experience having seen all these teams and just playing in this competing in this one big tournament. That was just amazing to see and being able to see other guys around, just walking around and seeing all the other teams is pretty cool as well.
Yeah. But playing Purdue and then Kansas, like that is just grueling. And then come back and play North Carolina on the road. Is there anything just from this three game stretch that you think the team is going to really, I guess, take from this and make themselves better throughout the season?
Yeah, I feel like we learned a lot over these past three games and just definitely giving us more edge to us, more chip on our shoulder because we know how good we can be and just being able to play in those high level games aren't they're just gonna get us better and like whenever January, February, March comes, it'll be those are the kind of games we're gonna be playing in. And it's just great to already have those in November and just really build off those, learn and grow and carry it over to the next games we play.
Yeah. I actually read a good article today. It was talking about, despite the loss last night, it was suggesting that Tennessee still got a win and that they found a little more great way to use Jonas. So I think, those little lessons right here in November can pay off in March.
Right. Yeah, Jonas was really big for us last night. He played amazing. And we think he's just as good as all the other bigs as there is in the country. He really is. And he really showed that last night and really over these past three games. And we've all known it since the summer. And we just got to get him the ball. And that's, and we all trust them. Everyone trusts them. All 16 of us trust them with the ball in his hands.
What about your experience at USC Upstate? I mean, other than the obvious, like the speed, is there any other kind of a major difference that you've noticed so far?
I'd say just the physicality and just how much bigger guys are is the biggest thing. I'd say there's those three things: speed, physicality, and just the how much bigger everyone is. But those three things are probably the biggest things I'd say the difference is. But other than that, I'd say like even guys at USC Upstate, like when we would go and play at Tennessee or go play at South Carolina, everyone would still have that same chip on their shoulder. Everyone wants to go out there and win, and everyone has that confidence and uber confidence that they can go and do that.
How about just on campus? Is there anything that you've that you love so far about UT?
Definitely. It's just like the campus is beautiful. And you see like so many people on campus, but like at Upstate, we got a smaller campus at Upstate, but it's like you still see a lot of people, but it's not as many as you're gonna see at UT. And it's just two different spectrums, I'd say, from those two aspects. But that's great. And then Saturdays on game days, being able to go see Tennessee play in Neyland is always amazing. Seeing all the fans walk to the stadium and just go cheer on the Vols, and that's just a cool sight to see.
Does Upstate have a football team?
No, we don't. No football team.
What about off the court training? Do you do anything in the way of like working on vertical or speed and agility, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and definitely. Coach G's always working with us three, four times a week, just to stay in shape, stay strong, and keep everything how it's supposed to be, and not lose an ounce of anything. And he's really great at that. He's one of the best in the business. And over the summer, we're working always. We're in the weight room, on the court, off individual workouts, doing everything, and getting extra work in the weight room. But it's just great. Coach G's great.
Yeah. Do you know Avery Jameson? He worked with you guys doing some stuff, I think, in the summer.
For sure, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, he's a buddy. He worked with us at D1 for a while. So that's kind of cool. And that's obviously at D1 what we are always working with, you know, helping folks improve the little things, even without a ball in their hand. What do you have, like a favorite, if you're in the weight room, favorite workout?
Not really a favorite workout. It's just, I just like getting to it for real. It's like whatever we got to do, I'm just go ahead and get to it, because I know whatever we do is going to be great for me, like whatever I do.
Yeah. Hey, how about when you were a kid? Did you have like a basketball hero growing up?
Kobe, for sure. I've always been a big Kobe fan since I was like little. I remember watching, he was in the finals in 2010. I remember watching that. And I've always just been a Kobe fan growing up. I've always worn his shoes, but now they're through the roof now, so it's hard to get them. But if I can get my hands on a pair, I'd definitely wear his shoes. But yeah, I've always looked up to Kobe.
Yeah. So now, Jordan, one thing I ask everybody on the show, share with me an unforgettable sports memory. And it doesn't have to be like as a player. It could even be something as a spectator.
I got two. I go one from a spectator and then one from like my experience. My experience was whenever I played, obviously last year in the quarterfinals against Gardner Webb, and I hit the game winner to send us to the semifinals. That was great. And another one as a spectator would be, I think it was the year 2019, 2020, right before COVID came, watching Peyton Pritchard go off for 35 and McHale, and they end up winning the game.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. Did you have to watch the Wolfpack growing up?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did. Another one, I remember they beat UNC at I think it was RBT Center then, it was another center, but they beat them there and they stormed the court. I just remember like all the fans jumping over like me and my mom's head, and just storming the court and having fun. So that's something else I do remember.
Those are always good. Any Duke or UNC victory for the pack is one to celebrate for sure.
Right.
So now, quick speed round with some players on your team. Funniest guy on the team.
Freddie DeLeon.
Okay. Longest. Who's gonna have the longest playing career?
Ooh, I'm gonna say either Josiah or Tobe.
Interesting. Who would be the best coach, do you think?
Santiago.
Oh yeah, I think somebody told me that. And then I've heard Zakai as well.
Yeah, Z would definitely be up there too.
For that one. Who would you least want to date your sister?
Grant Hurst.
Okay. And then who could best talk their way out of a speeding ticket?
Zakai Ziegler.
Oh, wow, really? Is he smooth?
Yeah. Z will definitely get himself out of a parking ticket.
That's great, man.
That was good. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, dude. Have a good one, man.
You too.
Hey, thank you so much for checking out the episode. If you haven't yet, please give me a rating and write a short review. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast as well. You'll follow Jordan Ganey on all social media and follow this show as well at No Playbook Pod.